Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
But I'm here till 7 o'clock, till Mark Levin, to kind of give you some additional stories that I think are fascinating that Rich didn't have time to get to today. And he got a lot in today. I was going to over all the stuff with DeSantis. I said, did Rich hit that? Yeah, hit that. Did he hit that? Yeah, he hit that. Get that? Yesterday he got that. I'm like, God, this guy puts 5 hours of show into a 4-hour bag. He really does. You guys get a lot of stuff in here. And maybe 5 hours of show into a 4-hour. Maybe that's the wrong analogy to make. People might be thinking of something else. You know, like 2 pounds of fertilizer in a 1-pound bag. I didn't want to make that kind of image in your head. But anyway, welcome to the pre-debate. This is now the pre-show for the debate on CNN is longer than the Super Bowl pre-show, right? The pre-game. But they blew it. I think I mentioned this last week. The coin toss, they totally blew it. They had an opportunity to do a coin toss. Bring out Wolf Blitzer in a striped shirt like he's the referee. And coin toss in the air and, all right, Mr. Biden, you're calling heads. Mr. Trump, you get tails. Here we go. CNN coin has Ted Turner on one side, Brian Seltzer on the other. And they tossed it. They blew that whole thing. And Biden won the toss and he elected to receive, which is kind of the problem. Well, I think somebody should have prepped him on that. One of the 16 people should have talked to him. I'm just saying. But 2 days and like 3 hours away from debate time. We'll be 2 days and 3 hours. We're 50, just under 51 hours away from this debate. And I, for one, cannot wait. I really can't. I think this is going to be a critical moment. And I know everybody's talked about the fact we've never had a debate between two candidates who are technically not the nominees. Neither one of these guys is officially the nominee for their party. Although the Democrats are now moving towards virtually nominating Joe, I guess it has to happen before the end of the month. Yeah, Ohio has caused Biden a little bit of heart problems. Now, he doesn't have any actual heart problems. So they're like palpitations, agita, as they used to say in Brooklyn. I got some agita here. You're giving me agita. Because if the candidate is not nominated before a certain date, you cannot be on the ballot. And so I know Ohio has changed their own rules to make it work. But it looks like the Dems are going to do a virtual nomination. And thank you. DeSantis just sent me a note. It's got to be 90 days before the election for Ohio. But the convention being so late, it won't be. So they're kind of working around it. But neither one of these guys is nominated officially. It doesn't happen until the stupid balloon drop at the convention. You guys are going, DeSantis, are you going to one or both?
I know for a fact we're going to the RNC convention. I'm not certain about what our plans are for the DNC convention just
yet. Did they get your rooms squared away yet?
As far as I know, the plane is all squared away. The rooms should be squared away. We got our credentials squared away. We should be good to go.
See, I was thinking I was going, you know, because I do a lot of work for different stations. One of my Florida stations was saying, hey, we're applying for credentials. And I'm like, okay, you do that, then I won't. Because I've been to a couple of these, and they're a lot of fun. Even the Democrat convention is fun. Because you get to see a lot of the left side of the mainstream media weasels without the camera. You know, you see them walking around. I ran into Chris Matthews in 2012 on the streets of whatever it was. I forget. Was it Nashville or Memphis? Or I forget which one it was. And they really screwed us, by the way. If you're going to the Republican convention, the RNC has control of virtually all the hotel rooms within like a 60-mile radius of Milwaukee. So they decide where you're going to stay. And you have to make application to the RNC and say, okay, we're from Odyssey. We have a request for how many stations? I don't know how many stations are coming from Odyssey. We need X number of rooms. And they're going to dole them out based on who the RNC likes. And I gotta believe that the RNC's got some favorability for this station and for the company, basically. We'll see. You will know how far down the food chain you are based on which hotel you get.
If I have bed bugs or something, I'll let you know that they don't care for us.
Listen, if you're staying in like a Regency or anything that says suites, you're pretty good. If they've got you in the stick it in, let's say, like 61 miles outside of Milwaukee, you'll know where you stand. It's a country place to stick it in.
I don't want to stay there.
No. Well, I'll tell you how I know this. When we've, like I said, when I worked at the Blaze, they hooked us up and they got us our rooms, and the RNC took care of us in Florida. They took care of us in, where was it, Cleveland. We had great rooms in Cleveland. And then the Democrats. The Democrats in, I'm trying to think, was it, I think it was Nashville when that convention was. And they put us in a hotel. There were drug deals happening in the parking lot. And my room had a shag carpeting in the room. I know. Shag carpeting in the room. Total shag carpeting in the room. And not only did it have a shag carpeting in the room, but when you walked in the room, it had a 6-person hot tub in the room. Hey now, indeed. We had a 6-person hot tub. Shag carpeting, and the hot tub was on top of the shag carpeting, so you can only imagine how disgusting it was. And the bathroom, you come right in the door of the bathrooms immediately on your right? No closet, just like a cubby with a bar where you can hang your stuff. And then there was a mirror and a sink right there outside of the bathroom. There's a toilet and a tub and a shower in the bathroom. But no sink in there. The sink is outside the bathroom, which is kind of weird anyway. And on the wall next to the sink is a price list for everything in the room. Everything. You want the alarm clock? Where if you take the alarm clock, after you check out, if the alarm clock's gone, we're going to bill you $50. The remote's going to cost you $25. Everything in the room had a price tag on it. And nobody believed. It was called, and no shame on these people in this company. I'm sure they're a fine company. It was called the King's Inn. And it was those one of those ironically named hotels, motel. It was a motel. And there literally were drug deals going on in the parking lot. If you go back to the 2012 convention and you read the New York Post coverage, because they got the same treatment, I think they were down the hall from us. I was wedging a chair under the door handle when I went to sleep at night. That's how nasty it was. And it was just awful. But if you're on the good side, you get a good location. Now, when the convention was in Philly in 2016, I just stayed at home, took the train in every day. So that was easy. But you will know how high up or how far down the food chain you are based on your hotel. So when are you guys going? It's like July 14th
July
or something?
July 14th is when I get there, yeah, the day before it starts. And when you said that everything had a price tag on it, I foolishly assumed that you meant there was a mini bar in the room and the items inside were
No, but the refrigerator, which furniture. Had nothing in it, the refrigerator was $98 if you took the like mini dorm fridge with you.
That's a good deal, actually.
Not if you saw it. It was a glorified ice chest. It really was. It was terrible. It was so awful. Now, have you been to one of these before?
Yeah, I was at the DNC convention in 2016.
Okay, here in Philly.
Yes.
Yeah, so you knew the gauntlet of security that you have to go through just to get into the actual convention space.
The worst of it, I thought, was the Bernie Sanders supporters outside of the convention. That was just pure mayhem, having to cut through that every single day.
Well, they had at the end of you took the subway down, whatever they call it here in Philly. I forget. It's subway, right?
Yeah.
You take the train down to the end of the line, and you come up, and they had a protester zone that was about a quarter mile away from the actual convention, and it was 1,000 degrees. It was the hottest week of the year, as I'm sure you remember it.
Yes.
And they put Zeoli and Dawn and Rich in the hottest part of Radio Row, where there was almost no air conditioning, and it was just nasty. And if you were, especially if you were a conservative outlet, they shoved you at the end of Radio Row. But those protesters. Anybody who called themselves a protester, they called it a free speech zone, but it was so far away from the convention, none of the people in the media higher echelon or the candidates or the delegates were going to run into it. It was just the lower level people like us who had to go through that, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And you saw the guy in the toga with the Bernie Sanders wig?
I saw them all.
Yeah. And if you walk slowly enough, you got a contact high. You would have failed the drug test. HR would have called you in. Matt, we have a problem. Now, we can get you help, but you have to admit you have a problem. I've never seen anything like that. There was a Wiccan group that was there protesting the convention. And there were people that had, what do they use to smudge you? You know, they had like some kind of stick bundle that they light on fire and it smokes. And they walk around you, and the smoke encircles you, and they chant something. I got that done just because, you know, I wanted to have the good luck from the Wiccan. But you're going to have a great time. And if you need, I know Milwaukee. I got people in Chicago, a lot of family in Chicago if you need bail money. And if you get a crappy hotel, I have two sisters who have spare rooms.
Oh, thank you.
That are like 60 miles, you know, it's just 60 miles away, so it's a quick drive.
Yeah, just a short 60 miles.
It's not that bad.
I don't even know what to do in Milwaukee. Do I just sit there and eat cheese curds?
And beer.
There might be three or four breweries in Milwaukee that you could visit. And if you're, you know, if you're really like a toilet fan, the Kohler Company is not far away.
Who's a fan of toilets?
The people that like Toto toilets love their Toto toilets. But Kohler's not far away. That's, you know, Wisconsin has a lot going for it. Bratwurst and beer. You can't go wrong.
All right, that sounds good. So, now I'm excited again. You had me nervous after the motel story.
But the hotel story should be your major worry.
Yeah.
I'm serious. We will know pretty soon. And if I were you and Zeoli, I'd start already putting out feelers for a better hotel. I'm just saying, even though you're Republican favorites, but you're not going to Chicago? Are you going to Chicago at all?
I don't know for certain yet. Nothing. I don't think anything is has been cemented one way or the other. I think it's up in the air at the moment. Chicago just, would be fun.
Chicago, again, I mean, we could get in a lot of trouble in Chicago.
I love Portillo's. I think that might be one of the best fast food restaurants in the entire country.
If Portillo's is your bar, your high bar, we have to talk.
My number one is McDonald's, but Portillo's might be two.
Dear Lord.
It's good.
No.
All I know, somebody once said, when you order nuggets in any fast food establishment, there's no live chicken on the planet that would be threatened to be in the same room, that would be offended to be in the same room as a nugget from any fast food. I'm not going to indict any of them. I'm just saying it's just out there. All right, so what do we got to talk about today? I have a special piece of audio I want to play for you that relates to the Mar-a-Lago ruling that's expected to come out. Judge Eileen Cannon wrapped up the 3 days of arguments about throwing out special counsel Jack Smith, gagging Donald Trump because they wanted him gagged in that case, too. There is more news about the gag order as it relates to the debate and the New York case with Judge Mershon. I have some audio I have to play for you of more Biden lies as well. And if we're really worried about Jake or what's Trump calling him? Fake Tapper? Yeah, he's calling him fake Tapper. We're going to go back to the early roots of Joe Biden running for president, and Fake Tapper really didn't like Joe Biden. So what changed? Really, what changed? And in a few hours, I think the polls close in New York at 9 o'clock. I'm not sure. But Jamal Bowman, Fire Marshal Bowman, the guy who pulled the fire alarm, ticked off the Democrat gods, and he might be out. He's in a primary in New York, and he's facing the challenge of his life. This is the most expensive House primary in the history of House primaries. In the area of $30 million plus dollars have been spent on advertising to get somebody a job that pays $174,000 a year. Now, that just doesn't sound like good accounting to me. But Bowman looks like he's not doing well. His candidate opposing him, was supported by Hillary Clinton. And we need to talk about Hillary Clinton. I know Rich talked about her book, but if you follow my Twitter X account, you've seen the photo of Hillary Clinton from the cover of her book. Somebody at Photoshop is going to get a big bonus because they created a software that could make Hillary Clinton look like it's 1980. That is pretty scary, just how, I don't want to say good. Is that okay to say how good she looks in this picture, DeSantis? Am I okay there?
It's a good picture of Hillary Clinton, yeah.
Okay, that's it. It's a good picture of Hillary Clinton. We're not saying Hillary Clinton looks good. I'm parsing my language intentionally. It's a good picture of Hillary Clinton. It's good for you, Hillary. Yeah, you look good in that hat. You get a bowl of soup when you get a hat like that? Anyway, we'll talk about all this. It is 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's Opelka in for Zioli on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD in the free Odyssey app.
It is 6:28. The Zioli Show with Opelka pitching the ninth inning for Rich, trying to make sure we get everything covered today on this very busy day. Consequential week, is it not? Here we are on Tuesday. We have the Mar-a-Lago case, the arguments about throwing out the special counsel, Jack Smith. And those arguments wrapped up today. Are we going to see a decision on that late today or possibly early tomorrow? And then we're anticipating Supreme Court decisions, some pretty big decisions that could have major effects on a whole bunch of January 6th cases, as well as Donald Trump and presidential immunity. And then we have the debate on Thursday. This may be one of the busiest final weeks of June, and the Supreme Court has even said it will extend if necessary. the court's days in session in through next week up until the Independence Day holiday if they can't get all the decisions out in time. And like, really? All those people working there, you couldn't get it done? Come on. And then you're going to have the rest of the summer off. We'll see you in October. But we will see what happens there. This is the most consequential week that I recall in a long time. But again, it's the most consequential election in our lifetimes. And as it relates to the Judge Cannon ruling, I think that we go back to June 4th, when Merrick Garland showed up in the House for a hearing. And Thomas Massey, our friend Thomas Massey, I know he's been on the show. I call him a friend. He's like a political friend. He actually takes my calls. I don't know if he would actually tell people we're friends. But Thomas Massey, who as a libertarian gets so much respect from me and from Rich and from other people because he won't just toe the party line. But he's also one of the smartest guys you'll ever meet in your life. He has 2 degrees from MIT. He built his own home by hand with wood that with trees that fell on his property, and the floor is made with stones they pulled from the creek that, or it's a crick, I guess, in that part of Kentucky. It's not a creek, it's a crick. Massey is a brilliant dude, but he had Merrick Garland in Congress and grilled him like a cheese sandwich on June 4th, talking about the authorization required to appoint Jack Smith because you really can't have him. So let me cue this up here for a second. It's going to take me just a quick second. There's a whole lot of yada, yada, yada. But at the beginning of this, you know, everybody gets 5 minutes and they do their request unanimous consent to do this. But Massey gets down to it with Merrick Garland. And the basic premise is, what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? And I think he comes out swinging, does Thomas Massey, when he's quoting the Constitution. You know, that pesky operating manual. Well, it's the operating manual for us. It's 1984 is the operating manual for the Democrats. By the way, today is George Orwell's birthday. The author of the operating manual for the Democrats. But back to Thomas Massey here.
Article 2, Section 2, Clause 6 states, the president shall nominate and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, judges of the Supreme Court, and all other officers of the United States whose appointments are not herein otherwise provided for and which shall be established by law. Our U.S. attorneys nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate according to this appointments clause?
They are appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate.
Wouldn't you agree that U.S. attorneys are held to the appointments clause because they are delegated some part of the sovereign power of the United States, such as the ability to make indictments and charge individuals with crimes?
I would say that those are not the reasons why, and a court has already ruled on the question of whether special counsels are subject to the appointments clause in the Mueller case and ruled that they were not.
Now, Garland is trying to do an end around on where he sees where Massey is going. Massey's saying, look, you have no authority to do this. You can't just do this. And Garland is trying to do the end run here. Massey's smarter than the attorney general is.
This matter
is not. Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden or confirmed by the U.S. Senate?
Look, you're asking me about a case, again, motions filed.
This is a simple question.
No, I'm not.
Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden?
No, he was not.
Was he confirmed by the Senate?
No, he was not.
When was the special counsel statute passed?
There is no special counsel statute. There was an independent counsel statute that was expired.
See, Massey has anticipated every block that Garland is going to put up. And he's saying, you basically can't do what you did. You've created something that isn't allowed to happen, which is what the Democrats in this Biden administration has been doing with everything from student loans to the border to energy policy to turning over control of the EPA to an unelected board of bureaucrats who make regulations that are not laws. But wait, there's more.
So it expired. So what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? You've created an office in the U.S. government that does not exist without authorization from Congress.
There are regulations under which the Attorney General appoints special counsel. They've been in effect for 30 years, maybe longer, under both parties. The matter that you're talking about whether somebody can have an employee of the Justice Department serve as special counsel, has been adjudicated.
You appealed, let me interrupt for a second, because you appealed to a regulation, a rule, whereas the Constitution says, shall be established by law.
Yeah.
Oh, that pesky Constitution. I would have played just this testimony for Judge Cannon. That's all needed to be done. Just play this testimony, and you should have said, this guy doesn't need to be here. This entire thing is a waste of government money. God knows how many of his friends he's hired. And if you want to make a comparison, it's along the lines of what we saw with Big Fat Fannie Willis when she got to hire her boyfriend and pay him $600,000 a year, or the equivalent thereof, for a job that he was not qualified to do. They're all about taking care of their friends. But Massey gets it. And he also went after Garland on whether or not there are going to be dismissals of all the January 6th cases if, in fact, we get that giant ruling from the Supreme Court, which is due to come down just about any day now. But I thought this was a big stinking deal, especially today when we're hearing the arguments. And again, Jack Smith came out and said, we need to have a gag order on Donald Trump. And I guess they figure that if the Judge Mershon gag order is still in place, even though that entire case has already been technically decided, Trump is appealing, yes, but Mershon loosened the gag order a little bit, you can't have partial free speech. There isn't a partial First Amendment. This is equivalent to me of saying that certain people can say certain words. Certain people are allowed to say the N-word, but other people cannot. Certain people are allowed to say the word that used to be used as a shortened word for transmission. I think you know what I'm talking about, right, DeSantis? When somebody had a transmission problem, we used to say they had a problem.
Yes, I understand the reference.
And if you had to have fluid put into it, because they have there is fluid for your transmission. It used to be known as fluid, but you're not allowed to say that now, unless of course you are one of those people who is a trans person or dresses like someone. I worked with RuPaul, and they called out RuPaul for using that word. RuPaul was not allowed to use. So there is no limitation for gender, race, sexual preference in the First Amendment. So this is all insanity to me. It's all insanity to me. I could be wrong. Maybe it's not going to happen. But I really think that we're going to see Eileen Cannon, Judge Cannon, who the left always likes to say, Trump appointee, Judge Eileen Cannon. If this is not legal, it shouldn't be allowed. But we've allowed this administration for the last 3.5 years to do stuff that was not legal. And I point directly at the student loan stuff, which, thank God, I believe was two state federal courts sat on. A couple of groups of Biden's loan giveaways. So we will see. We will see what happens. That should have been today. I was really hoping we were going to come in here, and at 6 o'clock there would have been a ruling from Eileen Cannon saying, all right, close it down, Jack Smith. You cash your check. We'll give you 2 weeks severance, and you can go find something else to be a badass about. And I mentioned the Hillary Clinton story. Rich talked about it. She's got a book coming out. You know, because the world just doesn't have enough books by Hillary Clinton, and God only knows how many millions she received in an advance for this book. And I sent Rich a picture of the cover earlier today, just as an appetite suppressant. But it is a truly and actually good picture of Hillary Clinton, as we discussed earlier. But it's also obviously photoshopped. It's called Hillary Rodham Clinton. Something lost, something gained. Reflections on life, love, and liberty. And she is posing on the cover like she is a presidential candidate. The book is coming out in a couple of weeks, and she has suddenly shown up on a few occasions talking about how important and how great Joe Biden is. And if you combine Hillary Clinton's recent presence with the Love Gov, Andrew Cuomo, and his appearance with Bill Maher last week, it suddenly looks like, and I said this Saturday night on the Saturday Night Show, I feel like the Democrats are already lining up the Biden replacement. It's not going to be Kamala. She can't. They already know she's got a worse approval rating than he does, no matter what she can see, unburdened by what has been. I don't care what word salad she puts out there. But I think Cuomo and Clinton would be infinitely more dangerous to Trump than Gavin Newsom. Infinitely more dangerous. So both of those two are out there lurking. And in case you don't understand the level that Cuomo has gone to betray the administration, here's what he said about the immigration policy.
His immigration policy was a mistake, right? I get the theory of the extreme left. We're a land of immigrants. Let everyone come in. We all came as immigrants. I get it. But how you do it makes all the difference in the world, right? And to just open the borders with no plan, you don't know where they go, you don't know who's going to pay for them. They wind up in cities all across the country. New York has a couple of 100,000 in hotels, costing New York City a fortune. No jobs, no training, no help assimilating into society. So who did you even help, right? It was a great theory.
You have the person in your old job, the governor of New York, a Democrat, saying, don't come here. Those are her exact words. Don't come here. And the mayor of New York saying, this is going to ruin our city. I mean, if I didn't know who was talking, I would have thought there would be Republicans.
Yeah, but they didn't stop them, Bill. They could have stopped
that, right?
So this is Bill Maher saying what I was thinking. If you just read the words from Cuomo, you would think it was a Republican. And he even followed up by saying, but they didn't stop them. This is so important to watch. And now there's every chance that Biden will get through the debate in 2 days. He'll still be on the ticket. And Cuomo and Clinton will have to go hide again for another 4 years. I think Hillary is her, this is her last chance. So pay attention to that. And the New York Times in 2022 points out that Cuomo was sitting on a bunch of money, $16 million in his campaign war chest. And wouldn't the Democrats love that? To be able to spend that. Do I have time to take a quick call, DeSantis? Do I have time to get Ray from Doylestown in here?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Ray from Doylestown, you've got an update on the student loan program?
Yes, and I'm grateful that he allowed it, Michael. I really am.
Thank
I'm
you. Grateful. Me too. He's the man behind the curtain, you know, paying no attention to the all-powerful...
The Wizard of Oz. I got it. Michael, I heard you talking about the student loans. I just thought I heard on another channel that the two judges came back with regard to the student loans, and the verdict was against the administration, against President Biden.
Yes.
That he was overreaching.
Yes.
And I think it was Iowa, and I forget the other state.
I'm scrolling through my notes because two things. First of all, Ray, what the hell are you doing listening to another radio station?
You know what I was doing? I got in my truck and I was just changing the channel. And all of a sudden, you know, I stopped at a red light and here I am now making an excuse to you. And trust me, I listen to you all the time.
Thank you. I'm just breaking balls here. Two federal judges in Missouri and Kansas stopped sections. They were intending to lower payments. And so at least a couple of states are stepping up and say, no, this SAVE Act, it's called Saving a Valuable Education. They love acronyms. The SAVE Act, it's Bravo Sierra. You can't do this. So, yes, you're right.
Yeah, and Michael, they were Obama appointees, I think. Those two judges were Obama appointees.
Well, Crabtree was Kansas. And, yes, he came from an Obama nomination. I don't know about Chris Kobach, who is the AG who led this charge. John Ross, yes, you're right. They both were Obama. In the case of Missouri, John Ross. So you have two Obama appointees who've said, you can't do this. And my problem is how much time is allowed to happen between executive orders and the action. And speaking of time, I'm now 2 minutes past when DeSantis told me I had to get out of here. So I don't want to be on the discipline couch, Ray. But thank you, Ray. Good update on that. Really appreciate it, sir. There he goes. And here I go. It's 6:44. It's Opelka. We'll try and squeeze in a couple more gems here on the Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So Pelka in for Zioli. Mark Levin's just around the corner. I want to get to a couple of little topics here before we wrap up today. I want to make a prediction. I think Jamal Bowman is going to get bounced in his primary in New York State. That is happening now. The polls are open until, I believe, 9 o'clock tonight. And CNN went to the polling place in his district. And at 5 o'clock today, they said 19 people had showed up. That's in New York. That's not good if you're a candidate. I could find 19 people in my stupid neighborhood in Delaware that would go to the polls today. And Lauren Boebert, the Republican in Colorado who switched districts in order to try and keep her seat in Congress, she moved to a more conservative, more reliably red district, and there was a lot of speculation she was going to lose. There was a lot of speculation, especially after the groping in the theater video came out. And the latest polling makes it seem like Lauren Boebert's going to win. And I think that's going to happen. So watch for Lauren Boebert to win and Jamal Bowman to lose. I think those are really important moments, and they could be an indication as to the diminishment of the power of the squad and an increase in the power of the new Republicans in Congress, which might mean there's a better chance to not just retain control in the House, but actually grow control in the House. Very interesting. I didn't get to the story about home prices. The April numbers are out. Home prices are up another 6.3% while interest rates remain high. If Donald Trump is able to avoid the three-on-one on CNN and talk about all of the things that Joe Biden has done to this economy with his policies, home ownership is one of the keys to getting some of those young voters in the swing states to come back to him. And I think that's a very important point for him to make. And he's a guy who understands real estate. So he's got some great stuff in that arena. I also have down here on my notes, I told you about Mar-a-Lago and the appointment clause. And I have one here. We got the Hillary. Oh, we didn't get to Janet Yellen. Maybe Rich will play it. Janet Yellen talking about going to the grocery store is one of the funniest clips. I just can't imagine Granny pushing a cart around the grocery store and go, why are eggs so darned expensive? And that strange haircut of hers. And where do you keep the mushroom soup with the psilocybin in it? We'll talk about that next time. It's Opelka wrapping up for Scioli. Levin's in next. Testudo, my friends. Testudo.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.